This is the Adam Gold Show.
About like pumpkin pie?
Okay.
Like, no good. Sorry. You could have all of it.
Not a fan.
Oh, no, not at all. Whatever the opposite of that is.
Right.
And that's what I am with eggnog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then you probably really won't like this idea. This doesn't
help. It doesn't sound appealing.
Because Hellmann's, the mayonnaise company, yep, you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, my God.
They want you to use that instead of egg yolks. They want you to use mayonnaise. So now they are selling a blended version called Frozen Mayo Nog.
Not surprisingly, that sounds even more gross today than it did yesterday.
That sounds awful.
It's the Adam Gold Show. I'm Adam Gold. Dennis Cox is here today. You know, here's what's funny. You and I worked every day together for however many months it was.
It was a few.
It was several. And, I mean, I don't have a dislike for, like a vehement dislike for any condiment, but I know that you do for mayonnaise.
I hate mayonnaise.
And I actually thought of you as Victoria was using that story yesterday in Halftime Entertainment. I'm like, oh, Dennis would hate this. I hate it. I hate it for a lot of reasons. I actually have nothing against mayonnaise. I think it has a role and a place as a viable condiment.
Not on my table.
No, I understand that. It's a little irrational, but I get it. Everybody has distaste for something. Mm-hmm. I actually have that for eggnog.
I don't like eggnog either.
I mean, I can't think of anything I would want less than eggnog. But that made me gross. That grossed me out.
Ugh.
That legitimately made me queasy.
Ugh.
I thought, well, you know what? I could go right here.
You know, I have my lunch sitting next to me. Now I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't.
Certainly not if it's creamy.
Gosh,
I don't want anything creamy. All right. Anyway, thanks for hanging out. It's the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Victoria. Holy cow. We got a lot of things to do. You can watch us on TV. WRAL Sports Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that online, right? Just go to WRALSportsFan.com or right there. Click on boom. Look at that.
There it
is. I can watch those idiots. I'm sorry, that idiot. I didn't mean to lump you in that.
And Adam. See, I can be self-deprecating.
Yes. So anyway, we got a lot of things that we're going to do. Trey Wingo is going to join us a little bit later on. Adam Smith from Inside Carolina is going to join us. We got some things to do, and there's a lot of interesting, at times, maybe thought-provoking. Oh, I hate to do that. On a Tuesday, make you think. So let's see how much we can cover before Adam Smith joins us at the bottom of the hour. They're off. Before we start, serious concern for the people in Moore County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like no joking around. Deliberate attack on their power plant. It's taken power out. I don't know if it's the entire county, but it's tons of people in Moore County. That's where Pinehurst is, the Sand Hills, all the golf resorts that are down there. There's a lot of people that are losing a lot of money because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think about the people who... And I don't know if the Pinehurst Resort itself was affected, but... there's a lot of people who are losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because of this. It's an unquestioned act of terrorism. Unquestioned. Just based on the designation that it was a targeted, intentional act. So, thoughts with the people who are really impacted. The people who need medical attention that is getting more difficult to provide because of the lack of power down there. They say they should be getting it back by Thursday. Outstanding. Anyway, so thoughts with them. Now to sports. The rough stretch continues for North Carolina. We talked about it briefly yesterday. We discussed the fact that the Women's College National Championship match was last night at Wake Med Soccer Park in Cary, and it was an opportunity, among other things, for UNC to feel good about themselves based on the football team closing on a three-game losing streak with all three losses coming to non-first-string quarterbacks. I don't know. Maybe you should be prepared for the backup. Just floating that out there. Basketball team has now lost four in a row, and they haven't really played well in any of their nine games so far this year. They just haven't. I mean, they won the first five against lesser competition, and then, well, they were, this is what they are apparently right now. Now, I hope that it gets better, and we're going to talk about this with Adam Smith later, but just as a quick aside, they've got two games against Big Ten schools left on their non-conference schedule. They have a game against Ohio State. I think it's at Madison Square Garden. It's a neutral site game. It's that CBS Sports Classic with Ohio State. They're playing Ohio State, and the other two teams, I think, are UCLA and Kentucky. But their matchup is against Ohio State. Duke just beat Ohio State. So, and then they have Michigan. I believe Michigan is a home game. If Carolina doesn't win one of those, they're in a position where they probably need, oh, I'll just say a top four finish in the ACC with the correct correct type of wins, not number, the correct type of wins, just to get in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they have so far proven is that they cannot beat good teams. They're going to have to play well in league play, really well, and beat some of the good teams in league play. They already played one, Virginia Tech, and they lost that game. Anyway, we'll get back to that with Adam Smith a little bit later on. So we got the football team on a three-game losing streak. The basketball team has lost four in a row. Last night, Tar Heels had a 2-0 lead over UCLA with 10 minutes to play in the national championship game, but the Bruins scored twice, including this header off a corner kick with 16 seconds left.
Brisky's up two. The goalkeeper in the box to help. It is in! UCLA finds the equalizer with 16 seconds left at the death. The Bruins say, not over yet.
All right. I believe, was that Kate Markgraf from ESPN? I'm not sure who was. I know Julie Foudy was on color last night. I don't remember who was the play-by-play announcer. But there was some controversy. If, for people who saw it, the whether you saw it live or watched the video on Twitter or online, you could absolutely make the argument that that tying goal was caused by a foul of the keeper in the box. In the box. In the goal.
Yeah.
Right? You could absolutely make that argument. I have viewed that video I don't know how many times. I don't see a clear foul on the video that we have seen. Okay? I was assured by people that they saw another angle that clearly showed a foul. Oh, I'm not even going to argue. I'm just saying the video I have seen does not show a clear foul. There's no extending of the arm by the player, the UCLA player in question. Could they have called it? Absolutely. And I think you could probably argue, yeah, that could have been a foul. Mm-hmm. And if it was called, you probably, if you were UCLA, you would argue, hey, that's not a foul. Because just like Carolina is arguing, that's a clear foul. I think it was one of those things that could have gone either way. There was a lot of players in the box. But it was played poorly either way. And if it's not headed in, it's going in the far side netting anyway. And it would have been a goal. It's a phenomenal corner. To the basically to the back post.
Yeah.
A phenomenal corner. And then UCLA won it in the late in the second half of overtime. So congratulations to UCLA. Anson Dorrance denied his 22nd national championship. All right, now to quarterbacks. Let's start with UNC quarterback Drake May. Not a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. Four players are going to New York City. None of them are named Drake May. Caleb Williams, who I believe will be your winner, Southern Cal's quarterback. I'm not allowed to tell you that that was my first place vote. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State quarterback. Didn't vote for him. I'm not allowed to tell you I didn't vote for him.
That's fair.
Stetson Bennett, quarterback of Georgia. Excuse you? Like he's Georgia's, what, eighth best player? Sorry. Max Duggan, quarterback TCU. Didn't vote for him, but considered. I can't tell you that I considered voting for him, but I didn't.
So I thought this was just a quarterback award, though, right?
It is just a quarterback award. Unfortunately, that's what it's become, and that's why Stetson Bennett is in New York. Hey, Georgia's the best team in the country. He's the quarterback. He must be their best player. No. But whatever. Best other players, Blake Corum, running back of Michigan, missed the last 2.5 games hurt. Hendon Hooker, quarterback, Tennessee, also missed the last few games injured. And Bryce Young, Alabama, who is probably the best quarterback in the country. But that's fine. Neither here nor there. Anyway.
He missed some time this season, too.
He did. If you are Drake May, it's not your fault. I mean, coaching staff, all that defense. Don't lose your last three games. If you play at North Carolina, don't lose your last three games. End of discussion. All right, let's... just continuing with Drake May here for a second. In the transfer portal era, knowing what we know now, and by the way, there's a database of all the players in the transfer portal and their value in NIL, would May consider following his backup, Jacoby Criswell, who entered the transfer portal, would May consider leaving UNC?
Well, that's my intention. You know, I'm a Carolina kid. You know, it means something wearing that Carolina blue. So that's my intentions, and I love this place. And, you know, these fans have been great. You know, it's been a heck of a season. You know, first year for me. You know, I couldn't ask for more. I probably wish the games would have gone a little different at the end here, but thanks to all the fans and the players and the coaches.
How do you handle it if other schools do reach out to you or your parents or whoever?
I haven't had anybody reach out. I don't know if I will. I probably won't really accept personal, like, between contact. I just think that's bad, for the way Carolina's treated me and how well they put trust in me, redshirt freshman quarterback. I'll stand on that when that bridge comes.
All right, so basically May said he's not interested. He doesn't want to accept. He won't accept the contact. That doesn't mean that schools won't reach out. I'm sure that schools will reach out to Drake May. If you were interested in maximizing your NIL value, creating a bidding war, then you are more than willing to put your name in the portal. More than willing. And actually, you might not even have to put your name in the portal because tampering happens all the time. It ain't like tampering just started happening. So somebody could reach out from, State Tech A&MU and say, hey, we got $1.5 million for you if you come here. We will guarantee you that. And Drake May could bring that to North Carolina and say, this is what State Tech A&MU offered me. $1.5 million. What would you like to do? And North Carolina would think, have to come up with some sort of NIL package for Drake May to make it financially worth his while to stay. Now, this is just looking at the system as it is. Everybody's going to be different. Drake May might have no interest in that, and I'm sure that would please a lot of people. Okay? I'm not saying it's good or bad. That would be his decision. I got a message yesterday from somebody who hates the portal era because you should stay no matter what. What year is this?
Almost 2023.
Right? So we are applying ideals that were fine 20, 30 years ago. But now, when conferences are signing media packages that are worth billions of dollars, nobody is turning on Fox or ESPN to watch Bubba Cunningham Athletic Direct. Nobody's watching that. I love Bubba Cunningham. You know, it's funny. I was watching the Mac Brown press conference, and I saw Bubba, you know, the camera would pan to the person asking the question, and there's Bubba Cunningham. I'm like, oh, look, there's Bubba Cunningham. I found, oh, look, handsome man.
Chris and I got to interview him on Saturday morning.
Oh, Bubba's, I love Bubba.
He's great.
We have great ADs here. We're very, very lucky. Actually, Boo Corrigan will be on with us later in the week. So, but nobody cares. No offense to Bubba. Nobody cares about Bubba. We don't want to watch Bubba. We want to watch the team. We want to watch the guys play or the women play, regardless of the sport. They should get something, and they should get as much out of the system as they possibly can. And the transfer portal provides that. It provides value. You know what your value is? What somebody is willing to pay you. That is your value. Think about this. Devin, this is going to be a great social experiment, by the way.
Okay.
How people deal with as the portal becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, because it's not getting smaller. It is not getting smaller. So on3.com, which is a new website that is devoted to college sports. I think Ivan Maisel either writes for them or is involved in some way or shape or form. They have a database in the transfer portal. And they have all the quarterbacks. There's, I don't know, like 70 quarterbacks in the transfer portal. Like half of the ACC quarterbacks are in the transfer portal. Former now West Virginia quarterback JT Daniels is looking for his fourth school.
Yeah.
Southern Cal, Georgia, West Virginia. I don't even know what order. Anyway, so Devin Leary is in there. And they have Devin Leary and his value in NIL. You know what it is?
$500,000?
No. According to On3, $189,000.
Okay.
In an NIL deal. But that's before we see schools maybe jockeying for position. Devin Leary is a really good quarterback with a good arm. Doesn't matter if he's a real pro prospect because he's only like 6'1", 6'1.5". Doesn't matter if the NFL is in love. Notre Dame doesn't need a quarterback that's going to play in the NFL. They need a quarterback that's going to move their team. And given the right set of circumstances, Devin Leary can absolutely do that. So, and I don't know if he's going to go to Notre Dame, but that's what they set his value at, $189,000. What's Drake Mays?
10 times that.
I don't know if it's 10 times that. It's certainly more than that. Jacoby Criswell's value in the NIL marketplace is apparently $70,000. What? Because he was a four-star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
When they DJ Uiagalelei is in there. What's his value in the marketplace? I'll bet it's, I don't know, $150,000. As average to mediocre as he, well, average and mediocre the same. As average as he was at Clemson, right? It's still fairly high. The social experiment for how people process the athletes acting as though this was a pro sport, which it is, I can't wait. I am so here for the uncomfortable nature of college sports as fans process the players going to the highest bidder. And you know what will change, by the way, in college sports? Nothing. The same schools will still get the best players.
Yep.
They're just going to get paid. And that is okay. All right, here are the other ACC quarterbacks in the portal. DJ Uiagalelei, Brennan Armstrong from Virginia, Phil Jakovich from Boston College. Actually, he's already landed at Pitt. Caden Slovis. He's one school behind JT Daniels.
Yeah.
He's looking for school number three.
Weren't they both at USC together?
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Well, they might not have been. Daniels might have already left to go to Georgia.
Okay, but either way, they both...
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the legacy. Criswell. Anyway, what is Sam Hartman going to do? Didn't you talk to Sam Hartman at ACC football kickoff?
I did, and I asked him, hey, what are your plans for after this season? And he directly told me, this is it. This is my final year. He has another year of eligibility. Yep. I don't know. His mind could have changed, which is totally fine, but he told me this is my final year.
Is Sam Hartman an NFL, future NFL quarterback? He might be. John Wolford, I think, is a pretty good backup quarterback for the Rams, yeah. Right? So I think Sam Hartman has a chance. Does he go that route, or does he try to, you know, find a way to make $200,000, $250,000 playing one more year of college and then go to the NFL? All right, to the NFL. Baker Mayfield asked for and received his release from the Carolina Panthers. Very kind of the organization, I think. If he's claimed on waivers, they would be relieved of the rest of his contract. They're only paying him, like, what, $5 million,
mm-hmm.
Right? Well, they're only paying him $5 million. The contract itself, because you get the money from Cleveland, I think also pays him $5 million. So whatever there is left on the contract, $400,000, maybe it's actually probably about $1 million left in the contract. But they would be relieved of their portion of the obligation. If he gets claimed, the contract gets assumed by that next team. If he doesn't get claimed, then the Panthers are still on the hook for their portion, and Mayfield would sign an NFL minimum contract. And here is Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers head coach, who was asked about the possibility of adding Baker Mayfield.
Do you guys have any interest in pursuing Baker Mayfield on the waiver wire?
I mean, we look into everything, but that surprised me right now. I mean, we got to discuss more this afternoon and stuff. But, I've always been a fan of his, but feel real good about our players. And we'll look into everything, but I feel pretty good with where we're at right now.
It's very possible that Kyle Shanahan is playing a game there. Because they don't have an early waiver claim. So they're in the back third of the NFL. So somebody could block them by claiming Baker Mayfield so they couldn't get him. And this happens in other sports too. But it is also very possible that if Mayfield clears waivers, that the 49ers would approach signing him. Because not that Baker Mayfield is an upgrade over Brock Purdy. But right now, Brock Purdy is their quarterback. Again, I'm not saying that Baker Mayfield's an upgrade over Brock Purdy. We've seen Baker Mayfield now play enough this year to go, I'm not sure he's an upgrade over anybody. Steve Wilks, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, on the decision to let Baker find a new place.
Baker has been, you know, released. We had a conversation today. I talked to the guys about, you know, Sam would be the starter this week against Seattle, and PJ would be the backup. And Baker has been nothing but a professional since he's been here, a complete pro, tremendous respect for him. As Ian and I had a conversation, I talked about, you know, my decision at the time to go to Cleveland was all based off him and their offense and having an opportunity to be, you know, with a productive team that I felt could move the ball. And, you know, this is a tough business. And sitting in this seat, you know, it's a tough decision on my part, but it was something that I felt like was the best move for the team moving forward.
It's the best move for Baker moving forward. You know, they're gonna let Sam play, and then when PJ comes back, maybe they'll go let PJ play a couple of games. I don't know. I don't think there was anything personality-wise in the locker room. I really don't. But Baker wanted to play, and they had decided that the other guys were going to play.
Yeah, they did him a solid.
Yeah, so let's see if somebody else would like you to play for them.
This is the Adam Gold Show. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called, and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now, I feel a little more at home. Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Parts.